Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. I am the floor supervisor. Can I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
That's not necessary. My account's not necessary. I have a complaint.
Okay.
And you said your name is Jasmine?
Yes, sir. Can I have your first and last name?
Okay. My name is Stephen Sylvester, and I am calling about the first person I got to whose name is Joseph. Extremely rude and disrespectful to me. And by all means, I've double-checked to make sure that our phone call was being recorded. Please go back and listen to how rude he was to me. I told him I was calling because I had gotten an automatic text saying that you're going to renew my order. I had tried it. I had the free trial plan that came over my phone. And yes, I paid the shipping, which was like for the two bottles, $14-$15. So not much. It didn't work. So when I got this over my thing, I didn't recognize the name. I called and canceled it with my credit card company. And they recommend I call you, and they gave me your number, your company. They gave me the number, and I called. And I told them I did not want the product. I wanted a cancellation number. I'm canceling it. It did not work. I was not pleased with it. I did not want the reorder. And he kept insisting that I kept qualifying. He apologized many times. And I told him to stop, because after a while it's annoying. And it doesn't seem genuine, especially when I told him why I was there and he just kept apologizing. That started to tick me off. And then I told him to stop apologizing and to fix the problem. Again, wants to continue to apologize. So even after I had told him I do not want the product, and I made it extremely clear, I said it in many different ways that it didn't work, I didn't want it, and I wasn't reordering it, and I canceled the order that they came up with. He continued to go on that and tell me that I qualify for a 50% off deal. Then I'm getting irate with him because I am freaking fuming. He would not listen to one word I said. I've asked for his supervisor, many times. He continued to apologize, tell me I qualified for 50% off and that he was canceling it. And then I got to the point, I said, I don't want to hear your voice again until you tell me I'm getting connected and I have a cancellation number. And by that time is when he finally said nothing, gave me the cancellation number, and told me he was making this connection. It was at a point where he was telling me, if you can't calm down, and that may not be the right one, if you want to continue to yell and scream at me, I forget the exact terms, he was going to terminate the conversation. My opinion is, he drove me to that when he would not do what I told him to do. I am the customer. The customer's always, I learned that when I was 16 years old working at McDonald's. And you're in a major corporation like this, and you can't even teach your people that the customer is always right. What they say they want and don't want doesn't lie. You have a serious problem. They're pushy. I found them to be extremely pushy, rude, and disrespectful to me when he would not do what I asked him to do. Is there anything else that you need or would like from me? I would tell you what I'd like to see happen to Joseph, but I'm sure it could be part of your training setup. He should be retrained or even let go when he refuses to listen to a customer. Any response? Hello?
Yes, sir. Well, I was listening to everything you were saying. It's just that I'm sorry, I don't want to inconvenience you or frustrate you since you had to go through that on the last phone call. So I'm sorry for that. It looks like what he did on the account was, let's see, he did cancel it out. You haven't been charged anything but the shipping and handling costs for that keto, sir.
For the first one?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've already called my card company. I told them, do not pay it. And they are not paying it. So, all right. So, any other thoughts about the way I was treated?
Yes, sir. One moment, because I'm taking everything down as well as it being recorded. One moment, please. Yes, sir. So I went ahead and took that down, and I'm sorry you had experienced that. The account is fully canceled out, though.
Yeah, and that's what it's supposed to be.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope.
Well, thank you so much for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.